The downside of automation is that the loss of control. And agencies of big companies, of those big names, they only want control, you know? So I've been talking with some CRO experts, and one thing that was super clear to them is that when they have big clients, they don't care. They don't care if they lose conversions while testing. They don't care. Like, what they do care is about information and control and understanding why everything is happening.
Welcome back to Indie Worldwide. I'm your host, Anthony. We have with us today the founder of abtesting.ai, Franco Gobbo. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much for having me. You nailed the name.
Nailed the name?
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Only had to practice a little bit. So tell us a bit about A/B testing AI. What is it? What does it do? What are your goals?
Well, our objective with A/B testing AI is making the A/B testing process for landing pages as easy as it can get. And we found that a lot of the complications and barriers A/B testing, like traditional A/B testing has for landing pages, can be solved using AI. So that's basically what we did. So we are, like, the short description is we are an A/B testing tool that uses AI to help you create, combine, and test different variations of your landing page to find the best fit for your audience, increasing conversions and reducing costs. All right. So yeah, with us, like, we are really focused on making it easy, fast, and for you to not needing to think or do a lot. So with us, you can have a test running in like less than 10 minutes.
What's A/B testing, if somebody has no idea?
So A/B testing is I could say it's a conversion rate optimization practice. It's a type of testing where you have two or more variations of one thing, let's say a landing page. So you have one landing page and you change the headline or the copy or the button. So you'd have two landing pages and you make them compete, dividing the traffic to see which of them works better. That's like the basics.
And then your process. So the current status quo is somebody does that manually, and then your take on it is, let me do those manual tasks using AI and help you optimize.
Yeah. So traditional A/B testing needs you basically means that you have to do a lot of work. Like, you have to come up with all the copywriting ideas. You have to make all the design, all the programming required, and then splitting all the traffic, measuring everything, and repeating all over again. So we identified these points, like copywriting, and we found an AI solution for that. So we use GPT-3 text suggestions. So it's an AI that reads text and understand human-like texts, and is able to recreate or create new text from that. And it's very powerful. So then we also do all the variations automatically, so you don't have to design anything. We use a multi-arm bandit testing approach, which means that our AI is capable of quickly understanding which variation is working better than the other when you start a test, and drives more traffic to the winner variations than the loser, so you don't lose conversions while testing, and also your test will end quicker. And we use something called evolutionary algorithm to do retesting. So when a test is over, our tool, what it does is learns from the results of the first experiment and creates a new one, so you don't have to touch, like, literally anything. It does it all automatically and creates a new one, making new combinations of the elements you selected to test based on the results of the first experiment. So these variations will work better than the first variations that were made, and we'll start a new test against the winner of the last experiment. I think I throw up a lot of information there, but yeah, we just identified all the problems that traditional A/B testing has, and we fix them with AI, basically.
So to do an AI-based approach, you need a decent amount of traffic, I guess. How much traffic does a client need before they can use your software and have it be effective?
So not really, because as I said, we use a multi-term bandit approach. And with a multi-term bandit approach, you can, like, you don't always need a lot of traffic, you know? As I said, the multi-term bandit approach understands which variations are working better than the others with less traffic. So if the difference between the variations is huge, the test won't need that much visitors to complete.
Give me a sense of scale. Are we talking like 100 visitors and you can make a decision? Or do you need like 1,000? What's a lot in your world?
I would say that around 2,000 unique visitors is normal. Like it's not that much even, you know, like we have that threshold. It's like around that number that we reach statistical significance with our approach. Mm-hmm. And you have other tools that need a lot of more, like I'm talking about 10,000, 40,000, 50,000. So yeah.
So your solution's better if you have less traffic. As long as you have at least a couple thousand visitors per test, you'll be able to get results from this.
Yeah. Most of the time.
What is the multi-armed bandit approach? Can you explain how that works?
Yeah. So the multi-armed bandit approach, it's I would say it's not a better approach than the traditional A/B testing with the traffic fixed, but it's a different and I would call it more smart, you know, because it takes decision for itself. So what it does is, like, you start a test, let's say, with 5 variations, and you don't fix any percentage of traffic to any of the variations. It starts by driving traffic to all of the variations and starts seeing what are the patterns and which of the variations are converting more than the others with, like, little traffic, like 50, 60, 100 people. So what it does, it gives more traffic to the variations that are working better and less to the variations that are working worse, because of these two reasons, with the objective of ending the test quicker and not losing conversions while testing. Because with traditional A/B testing, you split the traffic 50-50. So if there's a variation that is underperforming the original, you'll lose conversions. You'll lose potential conversions while testing, you know, because there are people that are not converting that with the original design would convert. So with this multi-armed bandit, you make sure that you don't lose any conversions while testing.
Is your software generating the variations as well, or is this something the user comes up with and you're doing a comparison?
So our setup has 4 steps. The first being just putting the URL, and the second one is choosing and creating the variations. As I said, our tool reads your page, fetches the main elements like headline, copies, call to action, and images. Mm-hmm. And what it does, it uses GPT-3 to create text suggestions for your headline, copy, and call to action texts. So what we try to do with that, it's like giving you a creative boost, a creative companion, if you may say, so you don't get stuck on copywriting. That is a very difficult part about A/B testing. Like, what the hell do I put here? Mm-hmm. So we try to assist that with GPT-3. Sometimes works better, sometimes doesn't work that well. That's how it is. But so yeah, and once the variations are all done, the elements, I would say, are all done, the variations are designed automatically. You don't have to do anything.
What's your current role at the company? What's your focus?
Okay, my position is COO, Chief of Operations, but I'm really on the marketing and sales part of things. So as a startup, we do, everyone does a bit of everything, you know?
You've got some pretty badass like marquee logos already on the website. You've got Toyota, you got Suzuki, some big Latin American companies. How are you winning these big names off the bat?
So Uruguay is a very small country and people know each other. So those logos are for the representatives here on Uruguay. We used to work or had some type of contact with the marketing and digital agencies of companies like Claro, like Toyota or Suzuki. And it was just like, we are building this. These are the values, and you wanna try it, you wanna take a shot, and most of the companies said yes. So we have those big names because of contacts here, basically. But then we have Lotifiles. I don't know if it's on the landing page there, if it has been updated. But Lotifiles is one of our. it's a very cool company. It's also a startup, but it's a big startup. I don't know if you know about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No? Well, Lotifiles, they are making the new .gif. It's like the new era of the format for videos, you know? They're like very high quality videos that doesn't weigh like, they weigh nothing. So they have a very cool product, and they are trusting us for the A/B testing, and they are loving their results.
So were they also like a Uruguayan connection, or did you have to go out and win them as a customer?
No, they came to us. They're from Malaysia, you know? I don't know where they got to us, but it was like an instant match. Like, they loved what we do, and we loved what they do, and we started working together.
What's your plan for growing from here? Are you at capacity, or how are you planning to get 10x bigger than how big you are?
So, yeah, we're thinking about, defining, like, our market fit, our target audience. We're trying the digital marketing agency's audience now is our focus. So it'll be focusing on that. And also we are open for investors because we want to hire more people and having more income to start making stronger campaigns and getting the recognition that we think we deserve. So yeah.
The marketing agency seems like a good customer to go after since they're building these pages all the time, right? There'd be a heavier customer.
We have a customer. We have two customers that made us think like, yo, this is a market that could really work for us. We have one that they're called Weblify, weblify.com. And these guys they design websites and landing pages for a living, and they have like thousands of clients. So they come to us because they saw like, yo, this is a very easy tool for us, so we can offer our clients A/B testing plus the design, and it's very easy. So you can do like a lot of tests in no time. So they found that value. And this the same thing happened with Verseo, which is a digital agency from Poland. They saw the same, like, we have all these customers, we have all these landing pages, and you guys make it so simple, so fast, so automated, and so we thought, yeah, agencies see a lot of value on a tool like us. So that's why we are focusing on them right now.
So they can kind of white label your offering and offer it as an upsell to their own customers, turn you into an extra line of revenue for them. So like before, they maybe would have only been able to offer design services or like a simpler, slower A/B testing service. Now they can use your service, and they're not saying we're using A/B testing. They're just saying, hey, we're going to A/B test. But how they're doing it is using A/B testing AI.
Yeah, we want to develop an API so we can sell the product for companies so they can like white label it. Mm-hmm. And offer as their own, so that could be another income for us.
For these like big marquee brands you're working with, where you're working with the local like Uruguayan branch of the company, have you explored trying to work your way mm-hmm. up the chain, like go from Toyota Uruguay to like Toyota all of South America to like kind of stair step your way up into their bigger offices and try to spread that way?
Yeah, not yet, because there have been some clients that they were like when we have like the first MVP of the product, so there's we haven't been so much in touch with them, mm-hmm. but I totally think that could be a way to go. But the thing is that they are strained or attached with their agencies, and if they have a CRO team on those big agencies that I bet they do, mm-hmm. It won't be that easy to get to those big companies in that way, because our tool the downside of automation mm-hmm. is that the loss of control. And agencies of big companies, of those big names, they only want control, you know? Mm. So I've been talking with some CRO experts, and one thing that was super clear to them is that when they have big clients, they don't care. They don't care if they lose conversions while testing. They don't care. Like, what they do care is about information and control and understanding why everything is happening.
CRO, you know, is chief risk officer.
They like more the psychological. What?
CRO, that's
CRO chief... is conversion rate optimization.
Oh, okay, conversion rate optimization. I was thinking risk.
No, CRO from the conversion rate
optimization. Conversion rate optimization. No. Okay. Cool.
So these agencies and these people like don't care about losing conversions in the long term, mm-hmm. in the short term. What they want is information and knowledge and control for the long term and the psychology behind all of this. So our tool is not focused on that kind of agencies or massive brands mm-hmm. because it's not it's something that they don't really care about. Like, we are more focused on agencies like general digital marketing agencies with a lot of small to medium-sized clients mm-hmm. that really need a hand when talking about conversion rate optimization.
Interesting. I would think that there'd be an opportunity for you to pitch yourself as the conversion rate optimization go-to, right? You have this strategy that limits the downside of A/B testing. I could see you spinning it that way to the more like risk adverse larger customers, saying like, hey, you're already leaving a bunch of money on the table. The bigger risk is that's what you're risking when you're doing these tests. We limit that risk and make it a safer process for you.
Yeah, totally. That could be totally an option.
But it might just be a thing of size as well. Maybe something you kind of have to work up to.
Yeah, the other thing is that we are just like a startup. We don't have like a lot of years in the business. Like, you need trust as a big company. You need to... Again, as a big company, you don't care about spending more money if you can trust the company you're paying mm-hmm. to, you know. So we are cheap, but we don't have a lot of time in the business, and we don't have a lot of contacts in that way. So
still, you have some wins to show, right? Like, you went to Toyota, you got them an 18% better conversion rate. Now you can go to Suzuki, you can go to Hyundai, whoever, and say like, hey, we did this for Toyota. They're like, there's your true trust, right? Like, I think a part of it's just attitude and confidence. If the service works, right? If it's working for these other companies, it'll work for them too. So that at that point is just having confidence in your service and like not fucking it up on the delivery. Because you probably only get to fuck up once, and then you're out of that company for a long time.
But it's worth the try. So yeah, I would totally think about that.
What's your focus over like the next few months? Are you more focused on trying to do that fundraise, or are you more focused on winning new customers, especially the marketing agencies that you're focused on?
Start landing more agencies would be my focus right now. So for that, I'm going to do a lot of SEO. But you know that SEO is like a full-time job.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to balance.
What's your SEO strategy?
Right now, we are doing blog posts every time we can. But right now we are trying to get some backlinks going on, so we can make our authority a bit better, so it will rank better. And for that, we are using Neil Patel's Uber Suggests. There's a new feature they added like a few days ago. That is, you enter your URL, the URL of your competitors, and you can see all the backlinks they have that you are not in, and you can like contact them and basically try to get some backlinks that way.
Okay, so what kind of sites are you looking at? Like news sites or like other blogs? Who do you focus on when you're building backlinks for a SaaS business?
Yeah, I'm looking for pages that have something to do with us, obviously, and have a domain authority and some backlinks to them, so they are some kind of strong. So with less backlinks, we can have a better chance of, they are like a better quality of backlinks, but not that much backlinks to rank better that way.
You should check out the interview we did with Pierre DeWolf, one of the founders of Scraping Bee. They also, similar business in many ways, right? They are a kind of more technical product. They're a SaaS, they have an API. And their strategy with SEO was to write like the best introduction to scraping for like each platform. So the best introduction to scraping in JavaScript, the best introduction to web scraping in Python. And that's how they were able to win a lot of, like, I think most of their business came from SEO following that strategy. And I think it's something that'd be pretty transferable to what you're doing. And it looks kind of like the strategy you're already following on your blog. Like, if I look up the A/B testing blog, I'm seeing A/B testing on Webflow and A/B testing on et cetera, et cetera. I wonder if you could apply that same strategy successfully as well. I'll send you the link after, and also link in the description for anybody else interested.
You have an ad? Yeah.
I'm checking that out. Thoughtful guy.
That would be awesome. Yeah, I'm not an SEO genius. I know as little as you can know about SEO, you know, but I'm trying my best here. So
it's definitely its own whole.
I got a lot to learn.
Like skill set. I'm no expert either, but trying to learn. I think that's the next frontier for India worldwide, is trying to crack SEO. Because we've been all like word of mouth and events and really no ongoing source of traffic. I think I've been ignoring A/B testing for about 2.5 years too long, which is about as long as we've been around. So I've got to fix that.
For India worldwide, the SEO part, you got to obviously focus on social media, pretty much. Like a lot of noise there, you know? Like making a big group on Facebook, making a Twitter account like strong. I'll go for that, basically. And what you're doing here, these podcasts are part of it. So that's awesome.
For sure. Yeah, we've had good luck so far on Twitter. I think a decent cadre of people have found us through Twitter. Facebook, I'm starting to see a decline on. We used to get promoted on Facebook. They would promote our group there, but I think that they kind of took their focus away from groups, or the algorithm changed or something. So that's kind of plateaued.
Mm.
Or just people got bored of Facebook. Not sure.
I didn't know about that.
But Twitter's been good.
Yeah. Like people like to say Facebook is dead. No one uses Facebook. I don't know, but campaigns still are still working and groups are still alive. So it's like you can't fight Facebook. Facebook is like bigger than everyone, you know.
Yeah, we were on Facebook first before like Slack or anything else.
But yeah,
and can still see some growth there. And there's a lot of active groups on Facebook that are worth being a part of. But I think the trend is towards other platforms. But it's just so big, right? The way I approach social media in general is like, look at whatever is done really well for that platform, read all the best posts, and then try to write something with the same voice, like the same kind of approach. I find that works pretty well. Like there's a certain voice that Reddit likes, there's a certain voice that Twitter really keys into. You gotta consume the best content from those platforms and then put your own spin on it. Things I've learned for Twitter are like, one, like comment on big, like we got to sort by new and then be the first comment on other people in your niche when they post, try to start conversations. It helps to like DM people and have conversations going on because then one, I think the algorithm prioritizes your content for them. And then also they know you, so they're more likely to upvote or not upvote, like or retweet. And then the other like hack I found is like what I was saying, you find some like Twitter account you admire, use the Twitter advanced search. You can do like a from colon the person's handle and then filter by like a minimum number of retweets. And then you can kind of sort that by their top tweets of all time, read all of them. And then you'll kind of be able to adapt their voice for a second and write similar tweets. And I've gotten a couple viral hits out of that, like reading a bunch of tweets from people I admired, absorbing their voice, and then writing my own stuff, but using their packaging. And then like Twitter, the Twitter hype mind says, oh, hey, we like this. We like the way you said this. It doesn't, you don't even have to say anything. Interesting.
Yeah, just totally. Yeah.
It's nice if you can actually put value.
Yeah,
out
totally.
There,
that's a great strategy.
Just, it's a tweet, you know.
Yeah, and putting value every day more than one time a day is like a very hard work. So sometimes you gotta just throw some.
That's the short term cycle, right? Like you're doing that every day, but then long term you're making friends and you're sending DMs and you're developing a real relationship, and that's kind of
exactly how
you compound your growth. All right, my dude, you got any closing words for us? What should the world know?
Yeah, the world should know, like,
you gotta test.
That's the end of this, because you know that only you gotta test, because you know that only 0.3% of all companies around the world are doing A/B testing. It's like a very crazy number
to
simulate, because it's very hard. I know, you gotta test, because you have you invest all this money on these big campaigns, like thousands of dollars, but you're sending all this traffic to landing pages that you think will convert, but you don't know really if they will convert. So test it. It's like the solution for it. And you don't have to use us, we cost money. You can use Google Optimize. I don't care about test, please. It's like,
all right, folks, if you're not testing, you're leaving money on the table. Thanks again for coming here, everybody. Check out abtesting.ai,
totally,
and everything we talked about, links and stuff will be in the description.